get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Jimmy!
Welcome back to RBKD. It is a Country Music Friday edition of RBKD. You can always watch RBKD. Go to hornfm.com and you should be able to tap into the Twitch stream there. Also, you can follow us via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. That's little KD karaoke happening on in the background. That's at KevinDunn01 and my man John Reichel at JS Reichel in the Twitterverse. This is Willie Nelson.
It's got to be Willie.
Oh, it's Willie.
This is Willie Got You Excited.
Oh yeah, but just the song when you hear it and the music, it just gotta get drunk.
I gotta get drunk. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a great song.
I don't know if I've heard this song before.
Gotta spend my money and call everybody honey and wind up singing the blues.
Yeah, you do spend too much money when you get drunk.
Oh my God, and you do call everyone honey.
You do call everybody. You get really friendly.
Get those beer goggles on.
Hopefully you're a friendly drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hopefully not a mean drunk.
No.
Those the mean, abrasive drunks are the annoying people. Friendly drunks, I'm fine with.
Yeah, oh, I'm fine with that.
Just buy more people shots, and,
right.
You know, you probably get...
It gets a little annoying.
You become a close talker, maybe.
Close talker. It's a little bit more.
Yeah, it happens. It's okay.
Let me tell you something about you. Like, okay.
Come here, man. You know I love you.
I hope this is... Yeah, I hope it's good, but then...
We should hang out more. We gotta hang on. What happened with us?
That's the other thing. It can go up and down really quickly.
It can be,
I love you, you're the best person ever, and then, how come we don't hang out anymore?
What happened to you, man?
What?
You get awkward. You're like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah.
That's when you Irish goodbye him.
Right, exactly. And you're probably Irish goodbye an Irish person.
Hey!
A little shot at the people there. Hey.
All right, let's get into these mid-season awards for the Big 12. This is interesting because I didn't even know this was a thing.
Mid-season awards?
Well, the AP gives, they do like a mid-season award like list. They do coach of the year.
Can I tell you why you didn't?
For every conference.
Why you didn't know? Because this wasn't a thing for a long time.
Okay. So this is something new then.
Pretty new.
Okay.
Well, there was no Rod Babers mid-season awards that I remember.
I was
going to
say, man, because hopefully, I probably wouldn't have made it anyway. But
you weren't all American.
I was all American.
You're not going to make a conference mid-season award? I bet you would have.
I hope so, but you never know, man. I'm not, you know what? I might have made it.
Yeah.
I think I might
back you up here.
I appreciate it. I'm not going to pat myself on the back.
Hey, Rod,
I'll let you do it.
Hey, Rod, let me tell you something. Right? You were a hell of a quarterback. You lock people down. You play through the ball.
You should call me Huff Daddy. Yeah, you mixed up with Nathan Vasher or somebody.
You had the jam guy on the other side. I have run into that. Texas fans that want to talk about like old days.
Oh, all the time.
You remember when Earl Thomas would be?
Well, now every Texas fan wants to talk about the old days.
Cause that's all we have.
The most recent years have not been very good. So, yeah, let's talk about the old days.
Yeah.
Please. So, Rod B still gets a lot of love because they want to go back to the
old
days.
Let me tell you about Jerry Gray.
All right. Well, how about these? This is from the Associated Press. This is their mid-season conference awards for the Big 12. So, they do first half. Coach of the year. Matter of fact, let's start there. And I think it's a great place to start. Coach of the first half.
Dave Aranda.
They give it to Dave Aranda.
It's Dave Aranda.
So the Bears went 2-7 last year, but now they're 6-1 with their only loss coming at Oklahoma State, which is an undefeated top 10 team right now.
You know what? I shouldn't have been that emphatic. It's Dave Aranda or Mike Gundy, but I would give it to Aranda.
I think everybody would give it to Aranda.
Oklahoma State's eighth in the country.
But Gundy's done a hell of a job.
Yes, he has.
Because everybody agrees they don't have enough talent right now to really, in my opinion, be a top 10 team.
No! I don't know. I'm not sure they have talent to be a top 20 team.
But they play the sum of its parts.
And you know who knows that?
It's great. Well, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, I should say.
You know who knows that fact about their talent?
Who?
Mike Gundy.
Yeah, he does.
That's which why is why he's played exactly.
Damn right.
This is not probably his ideal way to play.
Yep, he's slowing the game down.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I totally agree with you. And I think it's smart. It worked out perfectly for him, too. Okay, so Bears, the Baylor Bears have been great, though. They're 6-1, obviously Texas' next opponent. How about this? I love this quote from Dave Aranda. He's talking about the ability to intrinsically push yourself and hold your teammates accountable and really bring the best daily. The best will be what we would call our standard. And this was our standard game against BYU. They had a game they won with no penalties.
Man.
They had zero penalties in that game.
That's clean.
That's clean.
That is clean.
And after the game, he started talking about the self-mastery.
Rod Babers on the road clean.
Dude,
those all whites.
Icy white. I don't know if I was ever that clean. That is really clean.
Yeah.
And how about this? I got another great Baylor stat. We'll move on here because I know we're going to get through the list. But here's another great Baylor stat because I'm starting to do my Baylor research already. And I told you yesterday, the more research I do, the more I'm freaking out about this game.
I'm watching BYU over the weekend again.
Man, Baylor, they just look good.
Yeah.
They look like they just a well-disciplined, buttoned-up team. How about this stat, though? Just 1.2% of Baylor's opponents' drives have started in Baylor territory. That's one, basically. One.
So they're flipping.
This is the lowest percentage among college football teams. So they've only had one drive start in Baylor territory the entire season.
Yeah.
They went in with field position, too.
Flipping the field.
Flipping the field. And then they give that defense, always giving that defense some yards behind them to work with.
That's something Texas has not done. They
put their defense
in Oklahoma
bad
State
positions.
Game,
yeah, sometimes.
When they were stuck in their own end zone, it felt
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Great
and
point.
I tweeted that. I said, just flip the field.
Great point. Just get one first down.
One or two first downs.
And be able to flip the field.
And flip it.
Yep.
And they
couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. So that's a great example there. So they play what Sark wants to play, which is complimentary football. They do it better than anybody.
And
they're the best rushing team. Remember, last year they were averaging two yards per rush last year. Like 2 yards per rush.
That's awful.
And now they're the leading rushing team in the Big 12.
And they got two cats that can go.
Their defense is legit, too. Jalen Petrie is another name. We talk about Terrell Bernard all the time, but Jalen Petrie, he's a hybrid safety slash linebacker for him. Really good player. Raleigh Tejada, good player for them, the cornerback. So,
offensive line was obviously underrated.
Pro Football Focus has it as the third best pass blocking and third best run blocking O-line.
Which they have all year, and I kind of mocked it a month in. Understandably so, because they hadn't played anyone. But that stayed there now that they played some people.
And when I started asking around and did my own research, it makes sense because of Matt freaking Rhule.
It makes sense.
Because they were like, because I had a friend, he said, no, man, Matt Rhule, actually, that's why Dave Aranda took the job, and Dave Aranda felt good about where he could take the program, because he was following Matt Rhule and that staff.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule and that staff was putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the Big 12 title game in 3 years, rebuilt that roster. And, yeah, man, Baylor does a lot of turnarounds.
They do.
God, they do a great turn, football-wise. I mean, hell, not just football. They do turnarounds in a lot of different sports, actually. But Art Briles' initial turnaround.
This guy just won a basketball championship and took over a program that had a coach that was trying to hide and trying to throw a player under the bus with murder.
Murder.
Yeah.
Murder.
And claim he was,
murder.
Yeah. Murder.
Yeah. No. Baylor,
murder
man, they
was
turn
the case
around.
They gave me.
Murder was the case.
Come on.
It was Snoop's B-Day earlier this week.
Oh, yeah. Was it really?
50th, yeah.
Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin.
Calvin's 50.
Offensive player of the first half, based on the Associated Press, is Bijan Robinson. No surprise there.
No.
Bijan Robinson has been unbelievable. He's got 66 forced missed tackles on the season. That is leading the country. And he's got, since 2020, the start of 2020, he's got 19 20-plus yard runs. He's second in the country since that in that time span, only behind Breece Hall. Breece Hall's got, I think, 21, but he's going to catch Breece Hall in that time.
He's almost at 1,000. He's at 924 yards. That leads the league. Also leads the league for running backs with 3 receiving touchdowns. Mm. He's definitely the guy.
He's the most explosive player arguably in the country. You start looking at his explosive runs. And
you know what? This would be a perfect year, too, for them to you guys know, if you listen, I've been bitching about the Heisman thing for ever since I've been on the air, that it's just the award has lost so much of its luster because of how they frame it now.
Yeah, agreed.
And if you really want to have it, first off, Orlando Pace should have won it in 95.
Agreed.
We should have multiple defensive guys that have won it. I can go through a list of.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
who
that.
Who won in the Dominican Sujir?
Was that have been 09?
Yeah, because I remember that was a Big 12 title game.
Yeah, it would have been like a Mark Ingram or someone like that.
Because he might have had it. Man, he just the
and Dominican Sue was the best player in college football.
He was.
That's
man.
What this is about. This is not this should not be a stat whore type award, and that's all it is.
Best player on the best team kind of award thing, too.
Of really two positions now.
Yeah, quarterback.
Quarterback, and running back's even running been back. Thrown out. It's You're really right. kind of now one position on a top five team.
You're right.
Which is why you're seeing Bryce Young and Caleb Williams get out of here.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Well, get out of here.
Yeah, you got to open it up now.
No, and someone on a 4-8 team should win it, too. I'm not talking about this Texas team.
Well, they're the best player.
If they're the best player and everyone, player. Yes.
Yeah, they're the best player.
Then they should.
No, I'm with you on that. I agree. I think the Heisman has been, oh, man, for a decade or more, has been kind of a joke. Because you know it doesn't go to the best player.
It goes back to me in 1990.
And
this is a little biased, but Ty Detmer should not have won it over Rocket Ismail. If you talk to national people
who
aren't Notre Dame people, would say Rocket Ismail was the best player in college football.
Yeah, he was.
But what about the numbers? Well, you were just getting nuts on Ty Detmer's numbers and had that bowl game end up, by the way. Not good.
Yeah.
A&M crushed him.
No, the Rocket was a phenomenon.
He was a freak.
He was a freak. Yeah, yeah. Even as a young kid, I think I remember watching that. Okay, so yeah, Bijan Robinson in that category. I think Sark should try to get him to New York City as a Heisman finalist.
Got to.
I think that should be your priority. I think right behind winning the next game, right? But I think it helps you, right? I think it kills two birds with one stone. Getting the ball to Bijan will help you win every game, and you want to win every game, so one helps the other. Just get it to Bijan more, so get him to New York City, and you'd get a ton of momentum for the program by just getting him to New York City.
Another similarity, and I've been giving the parallels all year long with Mack Brown in 98 Steve Sarkisian now in 2021, first year, rough start to begin.
Yeah.
Texas in 98 kind of ironed it out more throughout seven games than this Texas team has, but Mack wanted to win games. He wanted to get Ricky. I mean, it really was in that order.
It was.
And getting Ricky there was huge.
It was.
Now, Mack could have sold condoms to nuns. Mack could have talked a wild dog off of a meat truck. This is all compliment to Mack. Mack was that good of a recruiter.
He got Ricky back.
So,
he had Ricky to come back to school.
So Ricky may not win it that year, and Mack is still going to land those big classes. But, man, it helped snowball that thing.
Man, it helped. It did a ton. I think it's undervalued how much momentum it got for the program, Ricky winning that Heisman. It made Texas, I said this the other day, it made Texas for a young 17-year-old Rod B. watching, or however old I was at the time, it made Texas the it school.
I was right. It was Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram.
Yeah, that should have went to Sue. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. But it made Texas the it school.
It did.
When they had the young, hot coach, and, you know, they had, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner, the rebel with a cause, as I called Ricky, it did. It made them cool again. And I think Texas is still kind of cool right now, but I don't know if they're the it school.
No.
We'll see. I guess if Arch Manning chooses Texas,
then I'll
be wrong.
I kind of wonder if they're cool right now.
I think they're cool.
Not hanging around high schools.
But I'm
right.
old, but I think Texas is cool. I think it is. Trust
Are
me, that South End Zone project, when I went there and hung out.
Oh, I think it's cool. I'm talking about 17-year-olds.
You should see the recruits' eyes when they walk through that. You can tell that they've been other places, but there aren't a lot of places that have, you know, the venue that Texas has.
Right.
Like so I'm not saying that that's the reason they're going to choose Texas, but it still has that feel from the recruits where, oh man, this is eye popping.
A little cachet.
This is wowing me at the time. Texas can still wow recruits, but not with the on the field stuff yet. That's the problem.
Yeah.
On the field, I don't know if you wow them as much as you do with your facilities and with the tradition and the pageantry and 100,000 fans in the stadium. Like, that is, it does, man. It makes an impression on a young
17-year-old. Oh, I think they wow them. They wow them for two quarters, which is why I hope Sark is listening.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
Get these guys out to the lake for the second half.
Get to the Yellow Rose.
Yeah, get to the Yellow Rose. Get somewhere outside
get to
of
the
DKR.
Yellow Rose. But that's what I meant. I meant like with the facilities and stuff. They've done a really good job there. Defensive player of the first half of the season. They have Malcolm Rodriguez, who Longhorn fans know very well. Leads the Big 12 with 10 tackles per game. He's forced two fumbles, got one fumble recovery, already scored a touchdown against Kansas State on a fumble recovery. He has been a man amongst boys in the Big 12.
He'd be my vote. Will McDonald is another guy. Who's with Iowa State?
Oh, yeah.
He's leading.
The D-lineman?
D-lineman.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's leading the league in sacks. This is not a great year for, like, defensive player of the year.
I'm trying to think of who else on another team is having a big year.
Is anyone worse missing with Baylor? You mentioned Bernard.
Terrell Bernard, but he was out for a couple of games. He was actually off to a really good start, too. But you're right. I think you're right about that. It's not
anyone
really
with Oklahoma who's undefeated?
No. Nick Benito hasn't been making as many splash plays. Everybody thought Nick Benito would be the surefire.
What about Isaiah
Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've made plays, but I don't think they've separated themselves to be defensive players.
And no one in the secondary.
And nobody in the secondary. Yeah, nobody's secondary. All right, we'll get to – how about this? Most surprising team is Baylor. So that kind of goes with the coach thing that we talked about with Dave Aranda being the coach of the year in the Big 12 in the first half. Most surprising player, Jerry Bohannon, Baylor quarterback. Last season, he completed just one pass.
He's going with Gary, by the way, even though it looks
like
Jerry.
Oh, is he Gary? Sorry, my bad.
Don't say
my
sorry.
Bad, Gary.
I mean,
my bad, Gary. My bad.
I mean, you look at it, you should say Jerry.
Yeah, my bad. So
just didn't call someone Roderick.
So it's Gary.
How do you read that?
Not even Gary. Geary.
Geary.
Geary. Okay.
Geary. You know, he's got a strong arm. We saw that in the Big 12 championship game a couple years ago when he came in.
Oh, yeah.
And he ripped a couple of those seamers.
Yep.
But the question has been accuracy, but they run the ball so well.
They run the ball so well, leading the Big 12 in rushing yards, but also they got good wide receivers.
They do.
Seniors.
Yep.
R.J. Sneed is still there.
That was R.J.
Remember?
He's
in there forever.
Yeah, he got there with J.J. Joe in the early 90s.
And Tyquan Smith, who's, by the way, Tyquan Smith, he's third in receiving yards in the Big 12, second in receiving touchdowns behind X-Man.
He's a good player.
He's second.
Really good player.
Yeah, receiving yards. So he's right there basically with X-Man as the top two or three best wide receivers in the Big 12. He's in that conversation. So they got two really good wideouts for Geary to throw to.
With a good offensive line, two backs that can go, and Geary's been playing better.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Most surprising player on the offensive side. Also, they got Jalen Warren for Oklahoma
Jaylen
State.
Jalen Warren would be my pick.
Yeah, that's who they have. And I, you know,
mainly because we weren't talking about him. Who were we talking about?
I don't disagree with that, man. He's been a month. He's got 129 carries in the last four games. 129 carries in the last four games? And I got to tell you, he looked stronger in the fourth quarter against Texas.
Yep.
After all those carries, he looked like he was ready to go. It looked like he actually could go another quarter.
I thought they were going to have a great back. I thought it was going to be L.D. Brown.
Yeah.
That's who we were talking about. We weren't talking about Jalen
last
Warren.
Year.
Utah State transfer,
that's what we were talking about. Good. Yeah, he's Utah State transfer, and he's been a really good find for Mike Gundy. Real quick, most disappointing team, they say West Virginia.
Ooh, I think TCU or Texas.
I was going to say TCU or Iowa State.
Yeah.
But Iowa State still could play the Big 12 title game.
They could.
If they beat Oklahoma State, they'd be second in the Big 12.
And this is unfair. I should probably look at this more national instead of my own head. I didn't think Iowa State was going to be as good as a lot of people thought.
That's true.
Not that big of a disappointment.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, you did. You were down on Iowa State. I think I was way higher on Iowa State than you were.
Most people were.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Top 10. Remember CFP talk?
Yeah, they had them. I think they were in Football Power Index, had them in the top 10 as well.
Okay.
So, but you knew they were going to lose to Iowa. You had said that a month before season started. You're like, they're going to lose to Iowa, I'm telling you. And they lost out because they always lose early on in the season to non-con. That's what they do.
I don't have any picks like that this week. Although I was dead set on SMU covering, and they did last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Let me get your mojo back.
Get my mojo
never
back.
Lost I lost your mojo.
I thank you very much.
I think you lost your mojo. You just had one off week.
I had one off week.
Come
it happens.
Man. You're human.
I thank you.
You're not a machine.
I bleed. I cry.
You bleed.
I miss.
I love when you have your Seinfeld.
I miss.
Okay, last one here.
I was watching real quickly a clip today on Twitter. Someone sent that. Did you see that?
I see that.
Where it's Jerry and George back and forth, and it's a Jack Nicholson. He's like, how come I can't get a private jet? He goes, I'm just as good as him. And Jerry's going back. He goes, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
He goes, I'm better. He goes, you're worse.
You're worse. You're much worse.
Much, much worse.
And I think they put it to the caption of Ben Simmons asking, how can James Harden get traded and demand a trade, and why can't I? It's like, well, because you're worse. You're much worse,
I'm
Ben
better.
Simmons.
No, you're not. You're worse.
No, you're
much,
not, Ben
much
Simmons.
Worse.
You're much worse. Hottest seat, they say Matt Wells and West Virginia's coach Neil Brown as the hottest seats. That's it.
Wells is the hottest seat.
Yeah, Matt Wells is done. West Virginia coach, he might be done too, because West Virginia's a disappointment this year too.
They have. Right. They could be up there.
Yeah.
That may have been the most competitive award. Because you could have said TCU, you could have said Iowa State, you could have said West Virginia,
Texas,
you could have said Texas, obviously.
Yeah, no,
hey, quickly, before we get to one and done, who's the first team quarterback in the Big 12?
I thought it was Casey before last week.
I mean, it's probably not Casey.
Not after last week. It's not.
Well, hell, he's in the Heisman talk. Let's give it to Caleb Williams. He's been around for a fart.
Oh, you're probably right. He's going to win it.
What has he played, six quarters?
Dude, he's going to win it. What are the quarterbacks going to win it?
Who do
you give
it
to? I wouldn't give it to Purdy.
Geary.
You might be right.
Geary.
You might be right. Oh, wow. Geary.
Because, I mean, Oklahoma State's undefeated. Spencer Sanders ain't getting that thing.
He ain't getting it. No, and Casey.
It goes to show you the different mentality of the Big 12. We've talked about it. They're protecting their quarterbacks.
It's a great point.
They're not leaning on them.
No, they're not. Running game.
They're leaning on the running game.
And defense.
And I'm going to protect.
Yeah. Wow.
And play some good field, position if you're Baylor or Oklahoma State.
Man.
So
that just blew my mind with that one.
Yeah.
That's probably
I was going through it today.
That's probably why they didn't list it.
No.
That's probably why the AP decided, no, we're not touching that. We have no idea who the hell
it's not Duggan. It's not Daigie.
It's not Purdy.
I would love for like Henry Columbia to be that.
No, because he didn't play enough games. Remember, we've had two injuries, too, because K-State's, he's been injured. Skylar Howard's been injured.
Yeah.
Man. Skylar Thompson. Why is he Skylar Howard? Why do I want to say Skylar Howard? Skylar Thompson. Is there a Skylar Howard out there?
I want to say there is.
I don't know why I want to say Skylar Howard so bad. It sounded weird when I said it. Like, no, Skylar Thompson. Skylar Howard.
Yeah, I didn't even correct you. I'm like, yeah, Howard, that guy. Dwight's Skylar brother. Howard. I know him.
That's his sister.
That's Skylar the ticket. All right, let's get to one and done. And NBA starting back up again. That's fun. It's really fun whenever we got all three of these things going on. So I like my Bulls. They're running. Hopefully they'll be running a lot. What?
Skylar Howard played for West Virginia, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Like Skylar Howard was
yes,
a guy.
Yes, yes, yes. White guy quarterback.
Yeah. So okay. So that's,
not very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's
I thought.
Why
yeah. Skylar that's Howell. Why.
Okay. That's why I was in my head. Okay.
That's why.
I'm not going crazy.
Yeah. No. You're not going. You're not going crazy yet. Let's get into the Enes Kanter discussion though, because the NBA. I think they're progressive in a lot of good ways. But if you're going to walk the walk or talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. And they're in a weird spot here as the Celtics have been pulled off of television in China. This is a weird relationship. We'll get into it up next.
I like that 5-star recruit at Kentucky. He's been here and he's gonna stay here. It's one and done time. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Let's go one and done in here. Rod and I are laughing during the break. Rod's like, you're good at pissing off both sides. Well, I appreciate that. I'm not sure it's the smartest marketing plan in the world.
You're a libertarian.
But
you're a true libertarian.
Yeah.
That's what a true libertarian does.
Yeah.
You're hated by the Republicans and the Democrats.
I am. But also, I can go to a party.
But you also be loved by both sides.
I can go to a party.
Yeah.
And understand
yep.
the stuff we will agree on yeah. and just stick with that.
You can actually flow seamlessly from group to group.
Yes.
Talking both sides
yeah.
of something because you actually are down the middle.
The party's red, we're probably talking economics and fiscal policy. If the party's blue, we're probably getting to some social stuff.
These days, honestly,
and then even then, I'll get buried at some point.
These
right?
days, it's gonna hit you both sides.
Oh,
but
man.
You're good at that.
I appreciate it. So the NBA is just getting started here, and we've talked about this before a little bit. And if you're not aware, the NBA is huge in China, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
there's also the NBA gets a lot of their money with the Chinese market.
Yes, they got a huge broadcast deal with essentially the Chinese government. Cause
it is.
That's it was.
Yeah, and I feel like I have to say market. This. I shouldn't have to say this, but just for those 2% of dumbasses out there, when you criticize the Chinese government, you are not criticizing Chinese people or citizens, okay? You're actually defending them because you care about human rights, right?
Yeah.
That should be the case.
That should be said.
So I will criticize the communist government of China. I mean, we've got our issues here in America, but I do wish kind of people would realize we're still living in the best place to live in the history of mankind.
Yeah, that's easy.
So
yeah,
that's
no
easy.
Doubt, no doubt.
So let's
that's
start there, and let's also,
in my opinion,
let's try and progress, right?
Yeah.
Let's try and there,
still improve there, it. Still can get
still
better,
improve it, no doubt yeah. about it. But let's also understand that we're pretty lucky. And one of the reasons we're lucky is that we can try and improve it. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about it. We should be able to, no matter what side you're coming from or no matter what issue you're talking about, to be able to say, hey, this is my opinion. You may disagree with it. We can respect each other, be adults, and try and either meet in the middle or not meet in the middle. And just
we can
say
agree to disagree without being
exactly,
disagreeable.
Without being disagreeable.
Without disrespecting one another.
Without just going nuts on people.
Yeah.
I think the NBA has done a good job of that. Here domestically, the NBA certainly allows, you know, their players to speak freely, as yep. they should, right? And there's a lot mm-hmm. of stuff. Social issues, racial issues that they have brought to the forefront. And I think they've been progressive on that. I don't agree with necessarily all of them, but I agree with a lot of them. And I think it's good that they're kind of taking that step. We didn't see that as much as a kid. I mean, I grew up with MJ, and MJ, you know, his famous line was, Republicans buy sneakers too.
He was right.
And he was right about that.
And I said, now, you can agree to disagree with it, but he was right.
But he was right about that.
Financially, it set him up. He's a billionaire now. So
yeah.
he made a financial decision that, no, I need to stay pretty, you know, down the line here. Right. I need to stay pretty balanced on this thing.
I do think the NBA at times also gets a little too woke. So that can be that fine line or maybe tough line to figure out that, yeah, I do think we need to reform police, or I do think that socially or racially we need to continue to progress, but maybe you're going a little bit too far. That's going to be person to person, and that's what Rod and I are talking about. You can agree to disagree or agree to meet in the middle or whatever. We can respect each other. But if you're going to hold that line, you better hold that line all the way through. And there's stuff going on in China that's a hell of a lot worse than what's going on in America.
Yeah.
And we can get into the Uyghurs and the almost use a bad word. I've been doing this a long time. The crap they're dealing with there, right? And Enes Kanter actually came out and did a two-minute video, tweeted a two-minute video of himself expressing support for Tibet. This is another issue there.
Oh, no.
He wore shoes with the phrase "Free Tibet." It was actually
remember the Daryl Morey situation.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so the Daryl Morey situation really exposed the NBA for kind of being hypocrites. And LeBron gets a lot of crap for that. We were doing a remote a month ago, and someone walked in with LeBron wearing a Chinese military outfit, right?
Yeah.
Like, have people probably gotten on him too much? Probably. But if you are going to, you know, try and really be about human rights and about civil rights, then that can't just be for your own country, right? I'm not saying that you're not going to be more involved. You're going to be more involved in your own country because you're going to understand it more. And this is obviously, it's going to affect you a little bit more. But when it's as obvious as LeBron coming back and saying, nope, we're not going to talk about China at all. And that was obviously coming from up top and Adam Silver and the league because they're losing a lot of money, Rod. And when you're dealing with a communist government like China, they're going to kind of hold you.
Yeah.
Hold your feet to the fire. And if they don't like what you're doing, then they're going to make some drastic decisions, including pulling teams or pulling games off of TV in China, which is a big, big market for the NBA. So Enes Kanter tweeted the two-minute video of himself expressing support for Tibet, and he wore shoes with the phrase "Free Tibet" on them during Wednesday's game against the New York Knicks. He said, "I'm here to add my voice and speak out about what is happening in Tibet under the Chinese government's brutal rule. Tibetan people's basic rights and freedoms are non-existent."
Man.
Yeah, and he's actually right. He called the president a brutal dictator in a text when he posted the video and wore a shirt with the image of the Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama, actually, their department released a statement thanking him and saying, thank you very much for actually standing up for these people. Well, Thursday, Chinese foreign minister spokesman said that he's just trying to get attention and that this is not worth refuting. Actually, it kind of is worth refuting. But this is gonna bleed down, and this is gonna be an issue for the NBA how they deal with this. So, and it's not just the NBA; there are other businesses in America that have a lot of heavy interest in China, and the way they treat our government compared to the way they treat that government doesn't really match up, Rod. And I think that's where a lot of people look at it and say, you know what, you're just a hypocrite. And if you're going to take that stance, you got to take that stance all the way through.
Did the broadcast network take off the Celtics games off the air? Daryl Morey.
That's what they did with Daryl Morey.
His free Hong Kong.
Or with Houston.
With Houston when he did his free Hong Kong tweet.
Which with the Yao Ming connection.
That was actually way more of a. Now this is probably going to be a controversy too, but remember that was huge because of the Rockets have one of the largest Asian fan base.
Yeah,
in arguably in sports, in American sports.
By the way,
the
Chinese government doesn't play around because you know who else? So the Celtics are now off the air. You know who else is off the air? Philadelphia. You know why?
Oh, Daryl Morey.
Because Daryl Morey's
there now too.
So they're tracking it like.
Oh no, Chinese government keeps up with it.
Oh, you're going to Philly now? Guess what? Philly's off.
Well, yeah, because they know that it'll hurt your brand not to be on over there because a lot of the merchandise sales, jersey sales, shoe sales, over there. I mean, the NBA players go on tours over there, and mostly because their shoe you know, contracts actually
exactly
obligate,
it.
You know, yep. Nike or whoever there would say, no, you got to go over there, man, because we're selling a ton of shoes over there. So you need to go over there and sign some, you know, some memorabilia or whatever and be seen, take pictures. And, you know, if you they take your games off over there and you're not, they can't watch you over there, your brand diminishes.
Yeah.
At least the value it of does. It does over there. So that's, so he is, I mean, that's, it is courageous of him because he knows.
It's very courageous.
His value is going to diminish in terms of the marketability. Internationally.
Right. And yeah. And the Chinese government statements on a lot of things, including including COVID, doesn't add up. And you just look at history and look at communist run governments and kind of, you know, and how they control stuff and the propaganda they'll throw out there. So the Celtics are off the air. The Sixers are off the air.
They put the Rockets back on?
I think the Rockets are back on.
Don't hurt the Rockets. Not nobody wants to watch the Rockets anyway. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
They're terrible.
Cantor does have a long history of social activism.
He does.
So I wanted to give him a little bit of love there and just kind of figure out. It's going to be interesting how the NBA plays this because it's the most progressive woke league, yet they also look like the biggest hypocrites when it comes to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for them because they are in a situation, a conflict, if you will.
That's about money.
Financially
go all in and,
yeah.
and take the hit then.
Yeah.
Right? If you're going to be that league, I think you would get nothing but love at that point. If you took the hit and said, you know what? It's the right thing to do. But they're not doing that.
They're
trying to play both sides here.
They are. What's hurting the NBA is that their ratings here in America, let's say regular season ratings, have just been bad.
They have not been.
No, Americans just don't watch regular season NBA.
Remember in the summer when I gave you the baseball ratings of the All-Star game?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They just we don't watch NBA until after Christmas, and then we don't watch.
But that was the finals.
No, you're right. No, the NBA is taking a ratings dip here in America, and I think you know that's why it makes their international connections and those contracts and agreements even that much more important because they know they're losing money here in America in a lot of ways, and losing market share, I should say.
So His Holiness the Dalai Lama released a statement, and his office did, and they said, we were thankful to Enes Kanter, NBA player, for speaking in support of Tibet. In a two-minute video message, he summed up the existential threat faced by the Tibetans under Chinese communist rule. Every word he said is true. I'm not over there, and it's a communist government, so you have no idea what kind of information you're getting released, but we get some stuff here in America, and I would tend to side with Cantor and the Dalai Lama and people that are talking about the Uyghurs and all that to where, there's some serious issues with China. You should be able to speak out against it and not have this type of backlash and retaliatory actions by the Chinese
government.
Well,
the truth is, most major corporations in America are in bed with China.
They are.
That's just the reality.
Oh, it's not just the NBA.
Yeah,
you get into it, it's a lot of it.
All the major corporations in this country.
And the way they kiss
China's
ass,
that's
yet have no problem just destroying anyone in government here, it doesn't sit well with me. It's way too lopsided, and it's all about money. So if it's all about money, and not actually about ethics and morality and what you truly believe, you know what you are at that point? You are a giant effing hypocrite. That's what you are.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean you. I didn't mean you. So I think that's the way probably a lot of people look at this and are just thinking, all right, this doesn't add up. Because a lot of what they speak about NBA players and the NBA and what they stand for, I agree with. It's just that's got to be global.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's tough.
Stop hating on our own people.
It's tough, though.
Start loving ourselves a little bit more. All right. There's some one and done for you. Hopefully that didn't turn off too many channels there.
Yeah, I didn't get that political.
All right. Let's get to – well, I didn't think it would, but a lot of times I'll say stuff and they're like, that was political. I'm like, God, is everything political now?
Yeah.
Answer, yes.
Yeah.
Off the record, let's lighten it up a little bit. We've got a running back who signs a name, image, and likeness deal. You're not going to believe the company he signed it with. We'll get into that up next.
DD Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangudu.
Once it's turned on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Well, I don't get the rain and comb.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East. Thank you, Jimmy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's time for another edition of Off the Record.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
Welcome back to RBKD. Time for another edition of Off the Record. And this is actually a really cool story. So it's another name, image, and likeness deal. This one is quite unique, though. And this comes from Wavy TV, W-A-V-Y TV. And it says a college running back, Raekwon Smith, has signed a name, image, and likeness deal. He is a Norfolk State running back.
Okay.
And he's a pretty high-profile player there at Norfolk State. And he picked up a name, image, and likeness deal with a black-owned condom company.
Magnum?
No. No.
Come on, that was just a shout-out to you
guys. I know, the shout-out. But no, he's picked up, and this is kind of wild. He's got... he signed with a Barry Athlete Representation. I guess the people that represent him. He currently endorses 15 different products. So
wow,
yeah. I mean, he's actually
Norfolk
doing
State.
Yeah, but the rising. He's a sophomore too. Man, he's killing it with name, image. Like, he got 15 different products he's endorsing.
This guy may play in the league.
He may
I
be
feel
really
like I've
good.
Heard the name before.
Raekwon, you might have heard the name before. Apparently, he's got him a deal with the black-owned condom company, and it's called B Condoms, which is the first black-owned condom company in the world. And yeah, he just tweeted out this message: blessed to team up with B Condoms at B Condoms, which is the first black-owned condom company in the world, located in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a part of a black-owned brand with a great cause. He said, "Hey, I was using them anyway, and I might as well endorse them."
Good for him. Now he's got to be careful though, because we talk about how you've got to walk the walk, right?
Yeah.
With whatever you're endorsing.
Oh, no, he's definitely going to use them.
I know, but what if he accidentally gets a chick pregnant? And it'll be like, you know.
Can't say the condom burst.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say that.
Don't say the condom burst.
You can't say that.
Don't say that one. Don't blame it on them. Yeah, he said when it came out, I just said, I've been doing it, so I might as well get paid for doing it now.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, getting paid. So he gets paid to bang it out?
That's
beautiful, basically.
Yeah.
And they want him to use the condoms. The only way you can use the condoms is banging it out. It's beautiful. Now you can pass them out to your...
Trust me, I do use this product.
You can pass them out to your teammates, though.
Yeah.
Make sure your whole team is strapped up.
That's like smart, man.
It is actually pretty smart. I don't know why another condom company hasn't done that. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
If you like Trojans, find a USC player.
Oh, my God.
And just have him endorse Trojans.
Drake London.
Done.
Sign it up.
Easy money.
That should be really easy.
Easy money. You're welcome, Trojan.
Yeah.
So there you go. These name, image, and likeness deals are so creative, though. I'm really, really impressed at how just creative that these deals have become. And I think they're going to get even more creative because there really is no cap or regulation on this stuff.
No.
Telling them what they can and cannot do. It varies state to state. There still is no national legislation about name, image, and likeness. And it ain't coming no time soon because Uncle Sam's got bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
He's like, I ain't worried about that right now.
Like that $600 that I just put in my account. you're right. Yeah, they've got. If you're following current news,
no, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, they've got bigger fish to fry. I did see this. So the high school UIL version in the state of New York, they're opening up a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm surprised Texas with the Quinn Ewers. Texas has to be moving that direction, right?
Well, they basically can. Like have like what team deals and kind of
or high school deals where Cade Klubnik or Bo Edmondson, the quarterback of Lake Travis, can sign a deal with Pluckers.
Great question. I don't know if
better not take my deal though.
No, I don't know if they can change the legislation. But you're right. I don't know because that's why Quinn Ewers left, right?
Well, we do know the state of Texas would jump on it quickly if it's high school football related.
Texas had multiple players.
Emergency session, 1 a.m. now.
But the state of Texas had multiple players skip their senior year already.
Yeah.
Right? Quinn Ewers was one of them.
Quinn Ewers
was the running
one.
Back.
Yeah, I forgot
the
who
running
it was.
Back did it too.
But Ewers in, by himself.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see a little Ewers-Cade championship number two action.
That ain't happening.
No.
And Cade's coming back, right?
Yeah, Cade.
He's not back this week.
Not bad. I don't think he's back this week. It's his left.
They don't really need him
left
back
shoulder.
To the playoffs.
No, and I'll give him credit. The senior kid, who's actually 110 hurdle guy.
Oh, the backup.
He
now?
Can fly.
Yeah, somebody. I think I heard Snoop slide. Actually saying, "No, course, he can right. run." Now, he was saying he can run, but he can.
Snoop saying that?
No, Snoop didn't say that.
He can run.
But he was saying like he's really fat. Like people are surprised at how athletic and how fast.
No,
he
can run.
No, 110, you can go.
Yeah, Bowie Lake Travis tonight.
Yeah,
this is the best Bowie team. I watched them play Westlake. It's the best Bowie team I've seen in a long time.
Did Westlake beat them bad though?
Yeah, they did. You got to be able to pull out. You know,
okay, all right, I got you.
Pull
got
out
you.
like the running back. but he didn't have to. I guess he didn't have to.
Wow,
he's got it all set up. No, you got to be able to
separate that.
Separate all that. Okay. It's a really good Bowie team.
Coach Abels does a great job. I'm a big Coach Abels fan. No, I live.
It's a
well
coached football team.
Yep, they're well disciplined. He's got a good program.
I want to say my junior and senior year in high school, so way back in the day, kiddos, 96 and 97, that they were pretty damn good. I covered them with the Griffin brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
Michael Teague and those guys, and they were really good.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen them like look this good. I mean, they were athletic, they were strong, they were well coached. That's a good football team. That could be fun tonight with Lake Travis.
Yeah, no. And they've been doing some projects over there at Bowie too. You should go see the campus. It is,
dude. I heard that
it's blowing up.
That's what I heard.
It's like, crazy,
like bougie.
It's huge. Like I live near it, and it's huge.
That's
like,
where my mom and I lived right near it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't recognize it.
I know I haven't because I've driven by. Yeah. I haven't driven by Bowie necessarily, but I've driven in that area just for us doing remotes and stuff. And I'm like, oh my. God.
Oh, yeah.
This area.
That's probably
why
Bowie is blowing up, too, though, because that area is like now all the families are trying to move around there. If you want to stay in city limits, that's one of the last, South Austin there is one of the last places you could do it.
You're right
about
that.
That may be somewhat affordable. Maybe.
Hey.
I doubt it. Depending on your definition.
But I say, depending on what type of money you're making.
Exactly.
But
maybe.
Yeah. I'm not sure it doesn't feel like anything's affordable right now.
It ain't.
In Austin.
It ain't.
All right, there's hour number two. We're two in. Got about an hour and a half to go. Coming up next, we're getting into college football. We're picking games against the spread. It is revenge time. I have to get back on the winning track. We're talking with Dave Paul up next.